Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios, Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. See Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, and a whole bunch of Wendy's food. Gary had his triple that he was telling you about. I had a couple bacon double stacks and a fry. We got our Frosties here as well, chocolate and vanilla Frosties. AR Adam Roberts got his Dave's single combo meal. Leroy got his taco salad with the chili that he pours over the top of it. So good, man. So good. And when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. So again, take advantage of it today after the win last night. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty chocolate or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win, so act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. All right, back to the calls we go. Talking about this big Bucks victory last night against the Boston Celtics. If you want to have a board, feel free. The Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Daryl in Oak Creek, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Daryl?
Hey, guys. Great afternoon. Great show as well, too. First of all, I just wanted to congratulate Mr. Butler on this induction into the Hall. You know, it's something I prayed about a lot and well-deserved, and congratulations as well, too. But also about the Bucks game last night, you know, I tell you, you know, it's tough listening to the games with Van Gundy and Brian Anderson, who's my guy. I mean, I was standing up in my living room watching the game,
yep.
And I had to turn the sound down from the you know, the end of the first half on, because of it seems like they're just jaded or slated toward the Celtics. And, you know, with defending Giannis, you know, they try to make it seem like Horford's the Giannis stopper and Grant Williams is the Giannis stopper. And, you know, you're not going to stop that guy. You may, you know, get lucky on some, you know, possessions, but this guy is just different, you know. So it just seems like that they're slated toward the Celtics. But then also when you guys are talking about, George Hill and Grayson Allen being out on the court, you know, man, we got to understand Tatum and Brown, man, these guys are supreme athletes, man.
Sure are.
They have some Kobe in them, man. I mean, these guys are shot makers. I mean, difficult shot makers. And so, you know, the best thing you can try to do is just stay in front of them. You know, one of the things, though, is that, you know, I'm surprised Carter's not playing. I know he's a little bit smaller. And I think they're looking at George Hill's body of work, you know, throughout his career, which is why he's on the floor. But Carter's a strong, you know, and I think that he can help them, you know, and so I'm kind of wondering about that. But, you know, as far as the series goes, man, I mean, I'll be at the game tomorrow night, so I won't have to worry about the telecast, but go Bucks.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. You ever find yourself in a situation where you actually turn the sound off on a game?
No. No, never. I've got to have the sound on. I don't.
Yeah, never. I mean, I tell you, my big thing last night, Steve, was it was just such an emotional thing. And I tweeted this out. I probably misspelled some words. But after the game, I had to go get something to eat. I had a sweet tooth that was like no other. Jen drove me to Pick and Save, and I got me a tart last night from Pick and Save. Came back.
Had strawberries on it? What was
strawberries,
on it?
Strawberries, those blueberries.
Oh, a lot of fruit. I'm out.
Kiwi.
Chocolate for me for a sweet tooth.
No.
I'm out on the fruit.
I didn't want all the sugar.
Sugar for you, right?
So I got to cut down on sugar. But it was good sugar. And then I came back and it was almost like a relief. It was like boom. It was because I was so, and then there got, came back, ate that. Then all of a sudden, I look up and the doggone Ja Morant, and them, who weren't playing, they were up by like 25-30.
Killing Golden State.
Like, what the hell's that?
Dude, Taylor Jenkins is a great coach for Memphis. Their GM just got executive of the year today from the NBA.
Right.
John Horst was like 10th or something like that.
Right. Unbelievable. So the game last night was such an emotional game. And I sat there in the fourth quarter just really in disbelief, though, of it all. And just anticipate and how it came, how it worked out. And you just come out. And I know you said you were over the top, too.
I mean, screaming.
Emotionally, you're just over the top watching this. And then watching, because we had just talked about Holiday, watch Holiday, watch all these guys, Connaughton, watch all these guys come together and do this.
We're going to get back to the
You
calls.
Need to tell the people real quick about Bobby Portis, your little inside thing? Yeah.
About Brian Anderson?
Yes.
Yeah. So Brian Anderson, early in that game, made mention the fact that if Bobby Portis was pretty much going to stay on the floor, he was going to have to produce offensively to stay on the floor. And he just said it in passing while the game was going on, no big deal. Well, I'm sitting there listening to this and going, well, hold, stop. Because that now would explain why maybe he didn't play in that Nets series, because maybe Bud didn't think he was good enough defensively to deal with Durant and whatever the case may be, and thought he was kind of a defensive liability. That explains why he didn't play at the end, probably in the last game as well. That defensively, he's just not good enough to keep out there as much as he is if he's not doing something on the offensive end. So, last night, you know, look at Bobby Portis. What do you have, 14 rebounds, something like that? Let's see, what did Bobby Portis have? 15 rebounds.
Holy
14
moly.
Points, 15 boards for Bobby Portis last night. So he stepped up and did what he was supposed to do and stayed out on the floor, and that's why he got to play. Now, the other thing about Bobby Portis is, and we talked about it yesterday on this show, was when they go small, that previous game they went four guards, which was beyond dumb. So we said yesterday, why don't you put Bobby Portis in there? Let him play center like he did during the season. Like, yeah, let's play the four and then go with your three guards if that's what you want to do. That is what they did. And it turned out working out pretty good, I would say, for the Milwaukee Bucks as they get the win at the end of the day. Bobby Portis, you know, he also...
How many points did he have last night?
14 points, 15 boards.
He was 4-for-14.
So he doubled it.
Right. You know, and everybody's going to talk about Bobby's...
4-for-14?
Yeah. Everybody's going to talk about Bobby's putback of that missed Giannis free throw, and Bobby Portis talked about it.
No, I just want to win, man. It wasn't about, you know, sucking the air out the building or nothing like that. Just, you know, trying to find a way to win, you know, stacking up good games and just trying to, you know, move on. You know, we got a big game coming up on Friday. My mind's already ahead of that. It's always a 12 o'clock rule with me. When 12 o'clock comes, then, you know, it's over, man. But, you know, that was a cool moment, especially when I FaceTime my mom after the game and see my mom just happy and things like that. You know, for me and my family, it's never always been like that. So for us to, you know, be in that moment, I can share it with my family. I think that's the biggest thing.
So there's Bobby Portis after game time with that huge deal. And Leroy, we were talking about it earlier in the show. If you remember earlier in the game, Bobby Portis had that chance for that dunk, lost the ball going up, got it back, went back up, and missed it again a second time. And that felt like redemption to that miss earlier in the game.
And that's the thing about, I'm saying, being all in on a guy. He doesn't want to do these things. It just happens. And I know people react in the game, but at the same time, listening to him, you can appreciate, you know, where he's coming from. Because, you know, this guy, he's betting on himself. And he's going to get paid next year. Hopefully it's by the Bucks.
It better be. That was apparently the deal they cut. Why he came back for 1 year that they'd pay him after.
Yeah. We're gonna.
He
work
was a team player.
We'll work it out. We'll meet with him after.
They don't bring him back. This fan base is going to lose their mind.
It may not be up to them because some other team may can throw a lot of money out there for a guy like that. Because he's in a position to be like a sixth man of the year type. That's why I don't mind him coming off the bench because him and Conte got 27 points combined. If you get 27, all you need your top guys to do is to just do their average, and you're going to be in these games.
Right. The other thing that happened last night, Leroy, that hadn't happened through the first four games, they finally started hitting threes as a team.
Yeah, and it was timely threes, too, because Conte hit two deadly ones.
Sure did.
And then all of a sudden, I'm like, okay, now they're going to leave. Listen, Holiday can shoot all three shots, seven, made four of them. They said you can have that. That's why I was telling y'all what the young man who had the big game, you know,
Al Horford
for Boston, that ain't gonna never happen again. They're gonna let somebody else do it. And I'm gonna tell you what we talked about today at our meeting. When Jaylen Brown went off in the third quarter, we know he was spent. That's it. That's all we got from him. So we go. Tatum gonna probably make a run. 36 gonna make a run, but at the end of the day, we need to cut this lead. Cause I think it was at like 11. They cut that thing down to 5, and then at that point, the Bucks weren't going away because the crowd was. I will say this: the crowd was electric, okay, in Boston, but they were so quiet. You know why they were quiet? They said, "Oh, here's that team. This the team that was down 2-0 to Brooklyn last year, that split with Atlanta, and then Phoenix won a game. People were throwing these guys in, man, they can't win a big game. The fight in this team makes you go look at somebody like Portis and say, you know what? Don't get down on yourself. And you ever notice, this is what I do like about the NBA. When they have the timeout, the coaches get away from the players.
Right.
Leave the players alone. Come over with my staff. Yeah. Okay, what we got going on? Let's do this.
While that's going on, you could have a guy like Ibaka talking to the guys.
Yeah.
Giannis can talk if he wants to. Have your own little powwow before the coaches come back.
Yes. Leave me alone. Then come back. The NFL, man, they get red in your face.
They do.
I'm like, man, like NASCAR. Remember, I tell Steve, they need to have a cooling off period before y'all put a mic and say, what happened? Well, he cut me off on turn three, and now they want to get in an argument.
Oh, yeah.
NBA, you know what? And I will say this, you know how I feel about Bud. Okay, so put that to the side. He has some great timeouts because normally he'll sit there and say, y'all work it out. But this time, no, timeout, come here. Okay, y'all go over there. Okay, guys, what we got? Then he'll step to them and go through the game plan. Let's get back on track. For a guy like Bobby Portis, and then we brought this up a ton of times, he was so disappointed he didn't play in that Brooklyn series. And Giannis went to him and said, Stevie went to
hey, yeah, man, we're still going to need you next series. Just stay ready.
And then guess what?
He was ready.
He was ready. Well. So it's the same thing with Grayson Allen and some of these other guys. Hey, man, this may not be your because without Grayson Allen, I don't know if Chicago going to be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? He put together one of them big games. You only need one game out of these guys. Just one. And this wasn't Bobby Portis' game. No. He going to give you one of those 22-pointers games off the bench. That's how they're going to keep going to the next round.
He has Lori Butler, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Justin in North Carolina, Doug in Luxembourg. You guys are up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Sean Grandy, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer, locked in, ready to go here in about 15 minutes.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, subbed up hot and fresh. Live from the Lakeland University studios. Lakeland University now offering co-op credit for work experience. Learn your way at lakeland.edu. Sean Grandy, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer, joins us coming up in the next segment. I got some news for y'all. You ready?
Come on with it.
So we know we talk about those Wendy's biggie bags for $5.
Yeah.
Right? And you get your choice of a double stack, which I just had a couple of, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger or Crispy Chicken BLT, right? So your choice of a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Then you get a four-piece nug, small fry, and a small drink, right? For $5, Kerry. We always talk about this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just got to come across my phone a little while ago. Today, if you go get your $5 biggie bag today, Adam's eyes are already wide open. Oh, there's more? If you have the Wendy's app, which you should have by now, in the Wendy's app, there's an offer for today only, I believe. You can get an additional six-piece nug with all the other food for free.
What? Wait a minute.
So now you get a double stack, Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, or Crispy Chicken BLT. One of those sandwiches. So let's say you do a double stack, right?
Yeah, okay.
So you do the double stack. You get the four-piece nug. Then if you have the Wendy's app, you use the offer in the Wendy's app, you get an additional six-piece nug for free and small fry and small drink for $5. So now you're talking about a sandwich, 10-piece nugs, small fry, and small drink for $5. Where are you going to get that?
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, you betcha you do.
You know, I don't...
Man,
but you got to have the Wendy's app. It's in the offers in the Wendy's app. I'm just telling y'all.
I don't dip my nuggets in no salt. I eat them like they is.
Like they is?
Plain.
Yeah, y'all don't dip them in that, do you?
Not
what
surprising.
What you mean? You'll dip what?
He doesn't put them in like barbecue sauce or something.
No, I don't do that.
You put ketchup on them?
Nothing.
Ketchup?
Yeah.
No.
On your nuggets? You just eat nuggets?
Them. They taste better like that. You're messing up all that.
Have you tried
condiment.
A nugget in the chocolate frosty?
No, I haven't done that. Mm. We did the fries.
Fries are good.
So
you
do
use
you
your
not
finger.
Like ketchup, period?
I like ketchup on steak.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this. All right, let's go to Justin in North
but
Carolina.
But not on a hamburger.
No,
plain.
Just plain, yeah.
Steak and hamburger
are
different.
Right.
Justin in North Carolina, you're next on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Justin?
Yo, man, first of all, rest in peace to that legend, Bob Lanier, and how fitting that Bobby Portis makes the bucket on the passing of our Bucks legend. Hey, when you guys get a chance, check out Paul Pressey's tweet about what Bob Lanier said about Boston back in the 80s. It was amazing.
Okay.
This is my first time being able to talk to you, Brother Butler. Congratulations. You're a hero. And real quick, Brother Gary Ellison in the Packers Hall of Fame. This is an atrocity that he's not in there.
It is.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I've been saying it.
Now,
I'm with you.
I ain't going to say that because you ever called me on bullying.
Atrocity.
Real quick, I'm at a bar full of Hornets fans, and they're all coming up to me with my
Hornets
fuck stuff
fans.
On. Man, they hack it because I was in Charlotte, Leroy. They hacking Giannis. He's not getting no calls. These are unbiased fans. Now, your boy Gerard and the rest of these Celtics fans,
yep.
They like John Morant and they wanted to go up that chimney, right? And they done found some smoke up that chimney now. Not a man going out for birthday dinners and not watching it. That's so weak, man. That's weak as it weak can be. You watch the game, you cheer for your team, and you don't, oh, we're going to blame it on the rest. Because from where I sit, and Sparky, let me say one quick thing. Sparky, you get a little soft when you're having these babies and getting married and all that. Because back in the day, you would cut everybody off that wanted to complain about some referees on the postgame show.
You're right.
You're right, Justin.
Because I didn't want to hear about it.
Justin,
because at that point, what did I say? Listen, we don't have a superstar. You can't expect calls. So don't come at me with it because you're not going to get the calls. It's pointless.
Hey, look, my man Giannis, he getting hacked. He ain't crying.
Nope.
He's going back on defense,
right.
Blocking their shot, and he coming back and he dunking on Al Horford and all of Boston. But I'm going to tell you something, man. What I saw, this is the best time to be alive as a Bucks fan.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a time that we talked about last year, Sparky, after the championship, that we were 4 or 5 years ago cheering for Jabari Parker and ping pong balls.
Yep.
Now we coming back from 14 down, beating a hostile team in their environment, man. I love it that coach, hey, man, you got to stop crying about the referees when your boys out there. I mean, they the Boston Celtics. Them boys out there flopping like some fish out the boat. I
yeah,
don't
do
know about that down in Georgia Fishing. So I'm just saying, man, we from Milwaukee. This is what we do. We coming hard. We can't let up against this. And the last thing I'm going to say, I love the way Bobby Portis and Giannis said, we ain't done none yet. We got one more game to go, man. Hey, love y'all, brothers. I'll talk to
you
later.
You too,
on,
my
man.
Brother.
Be good, Justin.
Did you tell him that you picked Boston in seven? You told him he know that, right?
Probably knows it, yeah. I'm guessing,
yeah. Oh, yeah, because you picked Boston.
I did. Let's go to Doug in Luxembourg. You're next on the Wendy's Big Show. Then AR's got some Bucks news coming up next. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. Hey, that last caller, that was a great call.
Justin, yeah, very good.
Yeah,
good.
He nailed everything.
Yeah, he
did. Gary, you nailed it. You said a heart of a champion's going to come through.
Yeah.
And basically, that's what won that game because Boston, they beat the Bucks in just about every fundamental aspect of that game throughout the whole game except for the last 2-3 minutes. And then the heart of the champion came through. the way I saw it.
Yep, he called it.
That's the way I see it, too, Doug.
Yeah.
You know, it came through. But, you know, the Bucks got to play better throughout the whole game. You can't afford in this next game to get down at all in that game. At home, that the Bucks should run that game from start to finish and should never trail in that game.
Boston's a good team, though, man.
Yeah,
you can't don't shortchange Boston, Doug. So, thanks for the call.
Here's my Debbie Downer moment.
Okay.
So as I'm coming back,
are you Debbie Shaman?
From getting my tort from pick and save last night.
Oh my God.
T-O-R-T-E. And I sit down and start eating it, and here's what he was saying. Are they going to have anything left? Say they win this series.
Mm-hmm.
Will they have anything left to go play Miami if that's who they got to play?
Plenty.
Well,
this is a tough series.
Nets series was tough, too. They had enough left to beat Atlanta and Phoenix.
You remember, Doug? I think it was
now,
Doug.
Now, Miami's going to be more physical than
yes,
those two teams.
They're going up, yeah. If it's Miami, that's going to be a tough series.
That's why I think it was Doug who said this.
What Doug said?
He said it feel like the finals. And
yes,
I agree
it
with
does.
But it's not.
Did you hear what Gary just said?
Miami is tough.
Did you hear what Gary just said?
I heard what he said.
That's what you said in the finals. And that's what this series feel like. He didn't say it was, obviously. He said it feels like the finals. Because this is, you know, this can go seven. It might go seven. It probably gonna go seven, but it don't matter how many. Just win four games. Cause all this, you know, all these, it's old. I discount that. See, y'all gotta learn how to ignore stuff. Y'all feel so much better. Y'all therapy.
I hope the Bucks can finish this off.
I hope they can finish it off too. Because then at the end of the day, we're talking about playing for a ring. And if you can't play for a ring, why not buy a ring, Gary Ellerson?
And you can buy that ring at the Jewelry Center. You can call the owner, Dean Murray. Three locations locally, 76 and Layton Plaza, in Brookfield, off of Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, third location in Burlington, Wisconsin. You can also get them at shoptjc.com. That's their website. Shoptjc.com. Their website, you can buy just about anything you want to buy at all three of their locations. Guys, if you're looking for the best possible price on a piece of jewelry, it's going to be at the Jewelry Center. What'd you think, Leroy? No, are you okay?
Tell away Mike McCarthy get a rag if he go to the jury still.
That is. Call him up today.
I remember
Ask
Leroy.
For my good
I
friend
can't
D. Murray.
Dallas played huh? Packers. I can't
I remember
when
Leroy liked McCarthy. Go ahead.
He still does.
I like McCarthy. He still does.
So how do you get a ring?
At
go to D. Murray.
AR's got some Bucks news. What do you got, AR?
What you got in AR?
All right, guys. So we know Darvin Ham, assistant coach, has been linked to that open L.A. Lakers job and that he has the LeBron proverbial thumbs-up seal of approval. Well, according to The Athletic, Sham Sharani, another Bucks assistant coach is getting their hat thrown into that proverbial ring. The Lakers have requested Charles Lee to interview for the open head coaching job.
Yep. Yeah, he's another guy that's been out there interviewing.
We already know who getting that job.
We'll see what happens.
Mark Jackson better get it.
Nope, he's not getting it. What's the name's getting that job?
Who?
Villanova. Now, is that Villanova?
Jay Wright?
Where's Jay Wright at?
No.
Villanova.
He
don't want that smoke. You need somebody battle-tested to go out there. You can't. No, that ain't going to work.
Battle-tested?
Yeah. Somebody who's been in the
Jay
NBA.
Wright getting that job.
Nah, bruh.
Yeah, you would rather have an NBA quit. Assistant coach?
Absolutely.
That's never been a head coach to deal
you
with
You need
LeBron
somebody
James.
To be around grown men. You can't
Jay
throw
Wright
somebody who's been
job.
With young men to go with grown men. LeBron will run all over this guy.
He's going to run all over whoever his coach
Not
is.
Not over Mark Jackson.
Ain't going to matter. That's why Mark Jackson
won't
get
over
the job.
Darvin Ham either.
He ain't going to run all over Mark Jackson, and that's why Mark Jackson's not getting the job.
Oh, he's going to get
I
a job. I like Darvin Ham.
Mark Jackson ain't going to get stepped on. That's not happening. And that's why he ain't getting a job.
He going to get it if you want to win.
Mark Jackson's way too old school.
They need something right now. It's terrible in L.A.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Need to blow up the whole roster. Sean Grandy, Boston Celtics.
I can't argue with you.
Play-by-play announcer. He comes up next to talk about the Bucks. Big win against the Boston Celtics last night.
Bucks.
Last night. That's next here on the Wendy's Big Show.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. Just had my chocolate frosty. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty, chocolate or vanilla. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after win. So go now. Do not wait. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Steve Sparky Fiverr, former Packer and Badger running back Gary Ellerson, Pro Football Hall of Famer Leroy Butler, with you here on the Wendy's Big Show. Joining us now, our guy, Sean Grandy, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer.
How do you know it's not Sean instead of Sean?
It's Sean Grandy on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. I had heard rumors, Sean, that you're actually going to be the one piloting and flying the Celtics back to Milwaukee.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck with that. As you can hear, I mean, this at least you got the authentic airplane noise right in the background.
There you go.
So yeah, you know this is all legit.
No,
although, my gosh, we've been back and forth in Milwaukee so many times, I probably could fly it. We know the way.
That's true.
No doubt about it. I guess, you're on the radio. You're doing the play-by-play. You're doing the call, all of that stuff. At any point, did you think, all right, Boston's got this one, going back to Milwaukee with the lead. Did that ever kind of get into your mind a little bit during that fourth quarter?
I think, from a percentage-wise standpoint, knowing what the odds are when a team is up by 14 with, 8 or 9 minutes to go, I mean, sure, you're thinking that. But, as we've talked about this before, it's the heart of the champion, right? It's the minutes that we saw early in the fourth quarter. The hardest thing to do in professional sports is to end another team season. So, therefore, on top of that, the single hardest thing to do is to take the belt off the world champion. And I think we just saw very clearly the value of every possession and having to learn. The Celtics right now, without Middleton, healthier in a lot of ways for putting Rob Williams aside, they have made so many strides this year, but there are things you have to learn. And by the way, the Bucks had to learn it because, you thought the Bucks time was coming a little bit sooner and, in the playoffs. And they got in 2019, when I thought they were going to the finals. You have to learn how to win games like that. And now the Celtics are in the process. The question is it going to take them a year to learn it, or is it going to take them 48 hours?
But, Sean, too, I think if you look at the game here, was that game four here in Milwaukee, I think the Bucks had a 13-point lead going into the fourth quarter, and Boston just took it away from them. So, I think it's been going back and forth, but although I don't know why this seems so much greater than that, but I think they're both one and the same.
Well, the asterisk I would put on that when I talk about this team learning, obviously I'm talking about Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, the core guys are going to have to do it. It was Al Horford in game four at 35 years old who knows, and you know this full well, an athlete, the older you get, the closer you get to the end, you know how valuable these opportunities are and how rare they are to be one of the few teams that can win the championship. And no matter what happens tomorrow night, the Celtics and the Bucks are two of maybe four or five teams that can win the title. And I think Al Horford knows it. And game four was him grabbing Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum by the collar and saying, we're not losing tonight. And the idea was that would be Al Horford game that put them in position. But at some point, it's going to have to be Jason and Jaylen that carry the mail.
Sean, I'm a little biased with the number 36. I'm going to ask Marcus Smart question. I thought he played a very good game. The fourth quarter didn't go so well. What is the overall fallout of this team if you were peeping that locker room, you know, after the game and even traveling? I mean, what do you think the mentality of that? Because I know they felt like the Bucks felt like Gary just pointed out. They didn't let one slip away from them.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Celtics certainly felt that way in real time and feel that way the next day. And I'm sure going to feel that way until the ball goes in the air tomorrow.
Yep.
And there's a new game to worry about, because that's how it is. You have to turn the – when you say – athletes say, well, we got to turn the page and look ahead to the next one. In real life, you don't do that. Nobody's sleeping last night, but you have to say it. You got to talk yourself into it, because eventually, if you don't look past it, if you don't get to game six, there isn't going to be a game seven. It's going to be summer vacation pretty quick if you don't. I'll say this, how much of a bounce-back team this has been. With the exception of a game in which they didn't play any of their actual players in Toronto late in the year, the Celtics, with their regular lineup or most of their lineup or a regular game, the Celtics haven't lost two games in a row since January. So it's a difficult team to beat, and they have bounced back and they have played very well after losses, generally speaking, and they've been historically good this year on the road. All that said, none of that matters. The lesson of the series is what it takes, the difference between being a really good team, between being a contender and being a champion. And that is determined by the plays. And all you have to do is look at the plays Drew Holiday made last night in game five. That's what's going to determine it. It's not turning the ball over in the fourth quarter. It's demanding the ball on that last play. You know, Marcus Smart, people that don't really pay attention and don't really watch the game that closely, say, what is Marcus Smart doing taking that shot? That wasn't on Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart was saving that play because the Celtics didn't have a timeout, and the five-second count was getting close to five.
Yep.
The ball had to go in. Someone had to come get it. And so Marcus Smart, then he made the right play. Go to the basket. You see an opportunity. You got to go against Connaughton. But that was a broken play. Those are the kind of mistakes you can't make. And the value of every possession, that's what you learn. And the Celtics 2 years ago in the bubble, they did this. They took the belt off the champion. Granted, there was no more Kawhi Leonard in Toronto when the Celtics beat them. But the Celtics had a much more talented team, mm-hmm. and that took a game, 48th minute of the seventh game, to take the belt out of the cold, dead basketball hands of Kyle Lowry. And that's what you have to do. If you're going to be the champion, it's going to be a fight like this. And for the Celtics all year, guys, they were the best team in the NBA in the second half of the year, and they dominated in every way you could dominate. There was one thing they never really got fixed, and that was winning close games, because their games in the second half weren't ever close. They were beating teams by 25 every night. And they thought they solved that in the first round of the playoffs. Yet here's a team that the reason they're in this mess is because they've lost two games that they could have won at the buzzer, and it happened all year long, which is the reason why the Celtics were the two seed and didn't run away with the number one seed, because they were way under 500 in games decided by five or fewer, three or fewer, and they haven't been able to win these games all year, and champions find a way. So are the Celtics ready to be a championship team or not? Because you know if they find a way to win tomorrow, if there's a game seven, you know one of these two games, if not both of them, are coming right down to the end.
Yeah.
So
yep.
is it graduation day, or is it wait till next year?
Yeah. Sean Grandy. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Grandy, PBP, the Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Sean, can I please get into some drama? I wanted to ask you this last time, but two things I want to ask you, but I only had 30 seconds. I want to know what was Brad Stevens' comments to him showing him leaving the game early? And did you hear about what Kyrie said about the Boston fans? We played it here three times, and him making those, changing his voices was funny, but I don't think the NBA want him engaging fans, especially when he's not in the playoffs.
Kyrie isn't a 30-second answer. Kyrie is a podcast, maybe a multi-series podcast. He even tried to get into that mind. And listen, one of the funniest things happening in the league right now is Kyrie, and this has gone on throughout his entire career, where the things he says seem to have no bearing in reality. Him talking about being, well, we're going to sit down with the ownership and figure this thing out and get the right direction. while meanwhile the general manager is saying, yeah, maybe we wanted to stay and maybe we don't. Like the disconnect between Kyrie and the rest of the, listen, it would be fun to live in that world, right? Like, it would be fun to live in a world of complete self-delusion. But I think, you know, the Kyrie issue was so funny with the Boston fans because he kept saying, well, you know, they've got to get over it. They've got to learn to move on. And I kept thinking, well, somebody's got to move on from it, but it's not really the Celtics fans have moved on. The idea that they wanted him, the total myth here is that they wanted him to stay. They didn't. And by the time that season was over, they were driving him to the airport. They wanted Kyrie out because it was such a horrible season that the Bucks, that was a mercy killing in Game 5 when we took this flight to Milwaukee, you know, 3 years ago to end that season. So yeah. Kyrie is great entertainment. I hope he finds happiness in his life, and I hope that we get to see him play more than 25 games a year. Somebody had this joke that we're at the 20th anniversary about the Allen Iverson practice bit. Like, we're talking about practice, not the games. Not the, now we're talking about games, showing up for games.
Right.
Like, can you just show up for the games? And that's, you know, so funny how it's gone on in 20 years.
Now, why did Stevens leave? Did y'all ever ask him about that?
I don't think anybody has specifically, but I mean, why would he was right? It was over. I mean, I can't believe it because it's my job to call the rest of the game. But I know when it's over. I would love to.
Yeah,
but,
it's a good point.
I was like, He has a. Like, but this way, he's had a job his entire life. He's never been able to leave. So
yeah,
he finally has a job where he can leave with 2 minutes to go. And The only one I ever know who tried that was Doc Rivers on the final day of the Masters when Tiger was in the Masters. Making that run 8-9 years ago, we were playing a Sunday afternoon game in Miami, and the game was over. Miami was up by 20. Doc was trying to get thrown out of the game by Danny Crawford so he could go watch Tiger. He was trying to get thrown out, and Danny Crawford's like, "I know what you're doing. I'm not going to do it." Danny just trolled him and wouldn't throw him out. So, time I see someone try to leave early.
That's hilarious. Sean Grady, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer here on the Wendy's Big Show. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of different things. So the previous game, Al Horford was obviously the story for the Boston Celtics, and that was the story on Sports Talk Radio here around here was you can't let Al Horford do what Al Horford did last time.
Yeah.
He didn't have that type of game, but I'll admit, when he had that putback dunk, I think there was a collective sigh amongst Bucks fans of, maybe that's a bad sign for how this thing is going to play out. It felt like that was another one of those deals where Boston maybe failed to take advantage of that momentum swing that I think everybody thought was in Boston's advantage at that point.
No, there's no doubt. Because Al made the plays last night that he needed to play. It wasn't a night, you know, game four. Al, throughout the playoff series, and really throughout his entire Celtic career, has done what needs to be done. Al's life would be complete. Mm-hmm. His dream is to play. It was always said of Billy Joel that his dream was to play backup with somebody else's band, right? But you're so talented, you become the front man sometimes. And Al has the game of his life, obviously, in game four, and he's played that way throughout the playoffs, doing what needs to be done. But obviously, for the Celtics to be the team that people think they can be, Al can't be the best player.
There he is, Sean Grady, Boston Celtics play-by-play announcer. He'll be on the call again tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum here in Milwaukee. Have a safe flight, Sean. Good luck.
All right, my friend.
Take care.
Thank
there
you
he
so
is.
Much, buddy.
Sean Grady joining us here on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider Siren Drivers right now for more info. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And again, you can follow him on Twitter at Sean Grady, PBP. The one I like about Sean... A lot of play-by-play guys are just going to try and toe the company line and kind of not really.
No, he keeps it 100.
He keeps it 100.
All the time.
That's why we like it. I think that's why they like
it. Yeah, he's really good. He is really, really good. So there was Sean Grady. Take a quick time out. Come back on the other side. The NFL schedule release is coming up tonight.
I got some dates, too, if you want me
you
to
do.
Give them to y'all.
You have dates?
Yep.
All right, sounds good. Let's hear his dates coming up next.
Border to Border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, along with Gary Ellerson and Leroy Butler. Speaking of Leroy Butler, the NFL schedule release is upon us, coming up tonight. The entire Giants schedule has already been leaked. The entire thing.
They should have been released then.
So that's amazing. Meanwhile, there are several different Twitter accounts that are saying, you know, NFL schedule leaks, and they're just making up games and tweeting them out and getting thousands of followers along
the lines.
Makes
my job a little more tricky, yeah. But that's why I'm on top of things and the smartest guy in the room.
Whoa. Wow. See that? Leroy thinks he's smarter than you, man.
He is smarter
you
than me.
You went to Florida State.
Exactly.
Come on now.
UW lacrosse,
baby. We starting over, though. Mike Norvell's the guy down at Florida State. A couple of years, we're going to be powerhouse.
Okay. All right, so what do you got for dates?
Well, the Rams game is a big deal, December 19th. That's going to be a big deal.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah, because the last time they were here, it was cold. So I don't know why they would complain about that game.
It's going to be cold again and at night.
Yeah, but me and Steve was, our group text, cold to me is January.
Cold to me is October.
No, come on.
Yeah, October.
You sleep with socks on or off?
Off.
See, I sleep with socks on because I don't want to be cold.
I'm not cold. You sleep with socks on or off? I end up hot.
Off.
Okay. AR, you sleep with socks on or off?
Off.
Okay. When y'all get y'all pedicures,
I know how you
right?
Sleep.
Don't y'all get pedicures?
No.
You
nope.
Don't? Gary, you get
Gary
pedicures.
Does.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I should. So,
yeah, I get massages.
Yeah, you should get
too.
your feet done. And then when I do my cooking things, I get manicures as well. And they always ask you about, you know, temperature, cold, and how you. But anybody that come in January is cold. That's not cold in December. It could be like 35. But last time the Rams came up, it was cold. Tom Brady came up and it was cold. I don't think weather's an issue anymore, guys.
I think it plays more against the Packers.
Why?
Because I don't think they're a good cold weather team.
What do you mean?
Nope.
Oh, you're talking about at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't argue
all
with that.
All this playoff stuff.
I can't
stuff,
argue with it.
Home field,
you're right,
this, home field, that.
Because it was
Rogers,
snowing when Garoppolo was right. Up here. It was snowing. I said, we got him.
Nope, I don't. 10 years ago, maybe, but not now. No. I don't, unless something changes. Like, if this offense changes and becomes more reliable on the run game and yeah. Less reliable on 12, throwing the ball 35 times a game. If that happens, okay, then maybe this team plays better in the snow. But if you're going to continue to rely on throwing that football, I'm
glad you brought that up.
It doesn't look like he's his best when it's bad outside.
Can I ask Gary this question one more time? He won't, like, chicken out and answer it.
You got, like, a minute for him to answer. Go.
If LaFleur comes in and said, we're going to run the ball 25 to 30 times, we're playing a team that's 29 against.
What has Rodgers always done?
That ain't what I asked you.
No, that's what I'm asking you.
But can I ask my question? You don't answer a question with a question.
What has Rodgers always done?
I'm done.
He tried.
He's scared.
It's like the second or third time
he's
tried.
Because he think people are going to say he's a Rodgers.
It ain't got nothing to do with it. Why you keep asking
question?
Me that same question all
I
want to
answer.
What has Rodgers always done?
Checked out and through.
Answer my, well, say that.
Where's he always done? We'll have to wait
okay,
and see.
Well,
he's always
we got 10
been,
seconds. 10
he's
seconds.
Always been that guy. He's always
I
been
say
that
he's
guy.
Gonna, I say
well, good for you.
I say he's going to do good exactly what the coach is telling him to do and hand the ball out.
I don't buy it.
So me and Steve disagree.
Yeah, I said this yesterday when you brought it up off here. No,
yes,
I don't,
he will.
He's
going to shock y'all.
Yeah, the only way he'll buy it is if he doesn't trust his receivers at all and thinks he's
stuck. It ain't got nothing to do with that.
No, it has everything.
He's going
to
win a Super Bowl doing it the way the coaches want him to do. Facts.
We'll see. Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Fiverr. We'll talk more about that Bucks-Celtics game last night. Leroy just made a hand gesture of a five-year-old. Back after this on the Wendy's Big Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.